This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Jimmy Carter's UFO sighting. That's correct, Jimmy Carter's UFO sighting. Now, a lot of folks have heard about this sighting that happened back in 1969. Carter's talked about it himself. He's made comments about it. I think he's even written about it. Still a lot of questions. And some other people question, why wasn't Carter able to find out more about the UFO phenomena, even as President of the United States? There's a little bit of backstory there, I think, too. We'll get into both these topics. And the first article, though, that we're going to look at is from Fox5Atlanta.com. It's written by Shannon Sharp, published March 23rd, 2023. And the title says, in 1969, Jimmy Carter saw a UFO in Georgia. Here's what happened. They begin by writing that President Jimmy Carter was convinced he saw an unidentified flying object, or UFO, in 1969. He didn't file a report until 1973, when an agency called the International UFO Bureau sent him a form to fill out. According to the form on file at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum, President Carter filled it out by hand when he was serving as governor. A second agency, the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, look at that, aerial phenomena. See, that term has been around for a while, aerial phenomena, as an APO. Just goes to show you that it wasn't in the last couple of years that they decided to rename the UFO phenomena. It says it had a similar form with typed responses dated the same as the one filled out by Carter on September 18, 1973. Then it says, where did Carter see the UFO? The president wrote he made the observation in the small South Georgia town of Leary, about an hour and a half south of Columbus. In both forms, he wrote that 10 other members of the Leary, Georgia Lions Club also saw the UFO. It was shortly after dark, around 7:15 p.m. He wrote that they were waiting for a meeting that was set to begin at 7:30, when the bright object caught their attention. In both sighting forms, the president didn't provide a definitive answer as to what he believed he saw. He described an anomalous ball of light that changed size, brightness, and color over a period of 10 to 12 minutes. He didn't hear anything coming from it, no whirl of a helicopter or buzz of an engine. This sounds so much like many of the orb sightings we have today. He says, as of the location in the sky, he says stars were visible, but not the sun and the moon. The object was approximately 30 degrees above the horizon, he wrote. It was about the same size as the moon, maybe a little smaller. Now think about this. This is not a star he's seeing. The object was about 30 degrees above the horizon. It was about the same as the moon, maybe a little smaller. The same size as the moon? This is a large object. The object varied from bright, larger than a planet, to the apparent size of the moon. So this thing is not, he's not misunderstanding a Venus or a star or anything like this. A group of these people standing outside the Lions Club waiting for a meeting to start. They look out there about 30 degrees above the horizon, not that high. They see this object, and it's varying in size from the size of a planet to the size of a moon. Does that sound like anything out of nature? Does that sound like, oh, he mistook the moon for a UFO? Oh, he mistook the planet Jupiter or the planet Venus for a UFO? This is a huge variation in size this thing's having, from the size of a planet to the size of a moon, maybe a little smaller. The object varied from brighter, larger than a planet to the apparent size of the moon. It was difficult for Carter to describe the proximity of the object, writing it was as close as 300 yards and at times as far as 1,000 yards at others. This is close, okay? 300 yards, I mean, that's the length of a football field, to 1,000 yards, maybe three times that far away. And it is just kind of vibrating back and forth in size and brightness, from the size and brightness of a star to the size and brightness of the moon. This is not a mistaken identity. The president's own words says, quote, the object seemed to move toward us from a distance, stopped, moved partially away, then returned, then departed. Bluish at first, then reddish, luminous, not solid. After nearly 15 minutes, the president said the object moved to a distance, then disappeared. This almost sounds like a close encounter. The president and this group of people were out there back in 1969. They're looking at this thing. It's 300 yards away, then it moves off to 1,000 yards, then it comes back to 300. All the time it's changing brightness and color, going from reddish to luminous to, it says, and then it says not solid. So it's changing size, maybe even shape a little bit, as they're watching us. It's almost as if it's trying to interact with these guys, and then it moves away and disappears. This is more than a sighting. This is a full-blown encounter. They're watching this thing. They're watching it come closer. They're watching it change size. They're watching it go from large to small, small to large. They're watching the colors in it change. It's almost as if it's trying to communicate with them. It says in 2007 interview about the UFO sighting, the president spoke about the UFO and what he learned while serving as commander-in-chief. I did this interview on a podcast that says The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Well, I wouldn't want a skeptic to guide me anywhere, really. I don't know about this podcast. After nearly four decades at the time, Mr. Carter still wasn't sure what he thought he saw. He did mention the large military base nearby at Fort Benning. There you go. Appeal to authority. It must have been our parental figures, the military, doing this. And I'm too childlike to understand what they're doing, so I'm just going to go to sleep and go back to bed. He did mention the large military base nearby at Fort Benning. He told the podcasters most of the witnesses that evening, back in 1969, believed it to be some device being tested. However, the president said he'd never been able to assess exactly what it might have been. Well, why on earth would the military test this device, you know, however many miles away in this little town? Didn't they have plenty of real estate that they could test this thing on behind closed doors? If it's so top secret, why would you want to expose it to the public? The podcasters asked the president about whether the object he saw could have been Venus. Well, sure, because you know what? Venus regularly shifts shape from the size of a planet to the size of a moon. Yeah, Venus, 300 yards away, Venus. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Mr. Carter was quick to shoot that down. He and the other witnesses were outdoorsmen and knew what the planets looked like at different times of the day. He even said he was thoroughly familiar with Venus and owned an amateur telescope. He said with certainty the object he saw was not Venus. Now, Carter, regardless of his politics, is a smart man, at least when it comes to mechanical things. He worked on a submarine. I think he was chief mechanic or something. I mean, he's no dummy. He knows what Venus is. And like he said, they were outdoorsmen. This is a guy who's intellectually, I mean, smart dude. He has background in math, mechanically inclined, knows how things work. He gave a detailed account of the observation. I mean, how many people tell you that, yeah, we saw the UFO and it was this many degrees off the horizon? I mean, he told you everything he saw. He put it all down there. He did a very good job of conveying the report. And to ask him, could it be Venus, to me is almost insulting. But this is what we get from the debunkers and the skeptics who are too afraid to look at the truth. He goes on and says, in the documents on file at the Jimmy Carter Library was a small blurb from the NICAP about the president's sighting. It said, during the recent presidential campaign, Jimmy Carter was quoted by the National Enquirer. No, they have to quote the Enquirer. They're going to go ahead and put that notion in your mind that this is unreliable, because the Enquirer prints unreliable material. Carter was quoted by the National Enquirer as stating, if I become president, I'll make every piece of information that this country has about UFO sightings available to the public. I am convinced that UFOs exist because I have seen one. We know that didn't come to pass, but many have speculated about what the president learned during his time in office. Well, we know it didn't come to pass because it's clear the president of the United States does not currently have the power to do that. because we know that the President of the United States currently does not have the power to do that. We saw that when Trump just talked about releasing the records from the John F. Kennedy assassination. Shut down in a heartbeat on that. It says the podcasters asked the president whether he pursued the government's knowledge of UFOs during his time in office. Mr. Carter said, "I can't respond to that." Well, why can't he respond to that? What did they tell him? You like being president? You know what? You get to be president for 4 years, then you can go home. You keep running your mouth, who knows what will happen to you. That's kind of what I think the conversation went like. When the host pressed by asking whether the government is hiding information about the UFOs, the president said, "So far as I know, they're not hiding information." I don't believe that. I think he knows better. Well, they hid information. When he asked them, when he tried to investigate this situation, they hid it from him. Now, he has to know they're hiding information. If they're hiding the information from him, then how can he sit there and say, "I don't know, they're hiding information"? When he was quoted as saying that when he gets into the White House, he's going to release all this stuff. And then he gets in there and he releases nothing. It's a safe assumption. It's because they're hiding stuff. But whatever they had on him, whatever they said to him, whatever kind of threats they made to him, whatever kind of control they have over him, like they've had over every single president that's come to power, they exercised that control. The deep state did. And they prevented him from getting one inch closer to what he saw that night in 1969. That's why I say, don't count on the deep state for disclosure. Don't even give them the satisfaction of asking. Create your own disclosure. And Jimmy Carter should have created his own disclosure. And he could have went a long way with that by just telling people his story openly after he was president. And encouraging people to make their own observations. And to cut the deep state completely out of the chain of custody. To create our own reports. To create our own observations. To come to our own conclusions. And don't give these people the time of day. That would be the best advice he could have given us. It says Carter's education lends further credibility to his reports. In his official bio on the Carter Center website, it says he attended Georgia Southwestern College and the Georgia Institute of Technology and received a BS degree from the United States Naval Academy in 1946. Carter took graduate work at Union College in a reactor technology and nuclear physics in Schenectady, New York, while on assignment for the Navy's nuclear submarine program. He's technically, he's an intelligent guy, you know, regardless of what his politics were. He's not stupid. I mean, at least not as far as being able to see how the world works in a mechanical way. He saw this UFO. He had this, I would say, encounter, not even a sighting. It was the same thing was seen by multiple people. He tells us exactly what happened, how they viewed this thing from 300 to 1,000 yards. It was moving away from them, toward them, away from them, toward them. And as it did this, it was changing shapes from, you know, like what they would say, the size of a planet to the size of a moon. So quite small to quite large, changing colors back and forth. Clearly, it was trying to communicate with them somehow. He puts this all down there. He gets into the White House, and what does he find out about it? Nothing. Don't forget, he filed that report while he was governor. And even as governor, he was given no respect by the deep state as far as an explanation goes. No respect. It just shows you that no matter what your social standing is, you can be president of the United States, and your social standing means nothing to these people. Okay? That's why we have to cut them out of the loop. We have to do our own disclosure. As I said, our own observations, our own reports. Post your own videos. Now, let's take a look at this next article, going a little bit further into why Carter couldn't get his hands on the UFO goods while he was president of the United States. Now, we learn from Mashable.com, it says, talking about Carter here, it says, during his presidency, Carter also asked NASA to investigate UFOs, according to Leslie Keene, investigative journalist and author of the book UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record. Quote, Carter made a request through his science advisor, Frank Press, in 1977, asking NASA to look into UFOs. Even though the request came from the highest office in the land, NASA declined, Kane told Mashable via email. This shows that even presidents cannot always get information about some topics. Yeah, I'm going to reread that. Carter made a request through his science advisor, Frank Press, in 1977, asking NASA to look into UFOs. Even though the request came from the highest office in the land, NASA declined, Kane told Mashable via email. Quote, this shows that even presidents cannot always get information about some topics. So who controls things? The president of the United States or the deep state? NASA wouldn't even obey a request from former President Jimmy Carter while he was in office to look into this UFO thing. I don't know. Maybe we need to completely strip away the NASA budget and put Elon Musk and Starlink in charge of the whole thing. Maybe we'd get more transparency. I don't know. They still have, what did we say, 2 million pictures of the moon that they won't release because they haven't had time to go through them? Yes, in the day of the internet, where you could put those pictures online and millions of enthusiasts across the world would go through those things and inspect them in the first 10 minutes, but NASA won't do it. They've just been sitting in a vault somewhere for decades. That's NASA. You're going to get disclosure from these guys? Not counting on it. Now, let's look at this next article, kind of along the same lines. Now, this next piece I have is not so much an article from a magazine or a publication written by some expert or even an eyewitness account, but it's a more or less a story, and it's one that I've heard repeated often. I tend to believe that it's probably more true than not because it jives right along with all the other things that we're told about this whole extraterrestrial thing and about why the government can't disclose the UFO phenomena to the public because it would be too much for them to ingest. I'll just read through it and then we'll talk about it for a minute. It comes from Quora.com. It's from like 6 months ago. It says, reposting Ed Harris' answer since it was considered Quora and requires a subscription, blah, blah, blah. Yes, the incident of Jimmy Carter crying after being briefed and being briefed about classified information regarding UFOs is largely believed to be true by the serious researchers on the subject. As a forewarning, the following information is very unsettling and will explain why Carter never kept his promise of revealing classified UFO information to the public. Then it goes on, it says, according to the story that was corroborated by more than one witness, U.S. presidents are only given a cursory overview of the subject, keeping them in the dark. Because you know why? Because knowledge is power. And that group of people want the power. Apparently, the CIA runs a program that only provide information to the president on a need-to-know basis and do not consider presidential curiosity a sufficient need to know. Now, isn't that what we were told that Bush told Carter when Carter asked him about the UFO phenomenon? He wanted access to the documents, and Bush told him that's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't have the need to know? That's the story that's been around for many, many years. I tend to find that quite believable. It says, this was implemented after Kennedy and all the presidents after him have been given only summary briefings. Some presidents, for unknown reasons, were given more than others. I'll give you a little insight here. The notion about Kennedy asking for disclosure on UFOs. Okay, so there's been a long-standing story that Kennedy demanded from the CIA to be given all the information, the files on UFOs. And within a few weeks, he was assassinated. The term for that was wet weather. It was this term that was used supposedly in these clandestine programs when somebody got too close to something and they had to be taken out or murdered. There was murder involved, and it was called a wet project or wet weather. Now, I did a YouTube video about that. One of the reasons I just kind of shut that channel down pretty much. I mean, it's there, but I'm not putting anything up there. I did a YouTube, and they actually gave me a community strike for that. Yes, that's good old YouTube. So, and you know what? The thing that kills me is it was only viewed by maybe a few dozen people. But so that had to have been picked up, I don't know, by their AI program or something. But just me, I didn't really inject any of my own opinions. I just read a couple articles, brought up this subject of what's called wet weather. You can look it up, and it's this conspiracy theory, quote-unquote, that when certain powerful people get too close to the truth, maybe not even powerful people, but people get too close to the truth and threaten to expose this secret cabal of the deep state conspiring with the UFO phenomena or whoever's behind it. When people get too close to that and they have to be eliminated, killed, then the program used to do that is called wet weather. And for doing that podcast video, whatever it was, and posting it on YouTube, they gave me a community strike. Two more, they take your channel down. No profanity, okay? Nothing that violates, you know, any kind of legal thing or ethical thing. Just talking about these articles that have been written about, wow, is this a possibility? Is it a possibility that people, actors within our government that we commonly call the deep state, people that have access to all this UFO phenomena files, these secret files that we're constantly told that we can't see, is it possible that they would go so far as to kill a president if he threatened them enough? And if they did kill him, or people around him that demanded disclosure, would that operation have been referred to at some point as wet weather? Just bringing that up on YouTube was enough to get me a community strike. So two more strikes, your channel's done. So I just thought that was interesting. Out of all the things that I talk about, you know, everything from Bigfoot to cow mutilations to abductions to missing people in the parks to government conspiracies, when I talked about the wet weather and the possibility that the assassination of a beloved president could have been an inside job, boom, strike. Two more, you're out. Really, really got upset about it, which it's like, wow, you know what they say? You get the flack, you get the most flack when you're over the target. Okay, I'll continue on here. It says, okay, on to your question. President Carter is a deeply religious man who had also witnessed a UFO with six other people. Everyone thought that he would be the one to finally release UFO info to the public. But as the story goes, he was repeatedly stonewalled. Eventually, the CIA heard the talk. Eventually, the CIA had the talk with him. And afterward, it was reported that he sunk his head in his hands and not only began to sob, but was visibly disturbed for some weeks afterward. What was he told and shown? And then it says, he was told that major religions, including Christianity, were programs created by extraterrestrials to prevent us from destroying ourselves while they ran their experiments on us, and that they made us. At this moment, it became clear to Carter that such information could cause tremendous economic and social upheaval. I should add that I am not only a Christian, but a clergyman, so I am in no way attempting to promote atheism here. In fact, how God fits into this might be an interesting separate post. Nevertheless, these are the facts as I know them to be. Now that's interesting. And it does make sense that they would say that to him. Of course, I don't believe it for one second. But what I do believe is that these people, these deep staters, have run personality profiles on every single president we've ever had. And that they have teams of psychiatrists and psychologists put together to run whatever kind of mind game on them that they think will work. And when I look at Carter, I can really see him almost as if he's losing his faith. Started out really, even though he was a Democrat party candidate, he did seem to have strong religious values. But as he's aged, it seems to me as though he's lost many of those values. He's kind of drifted off into this woke era where, you know, God's not at the capstone summit anymore. It's man at the summit of that pyramid that we're talking about with Illuminati. Man on top, not God on top. And so they can run a scam on someone like that. And maybe they have done this with a lot of the presidents who have some sort of faith in God. Maybe some have a personal relationship with Christ. Maybe some just have this kind of passing notion that, you know, Providence is in charge and that, you know, we're here. They can take this scam that the extraterrestrials are just running an operation on us and that all religions are a construct created by them. And that will really shake a person like that. Now, unless you've, in your faith, unless you've actually seen what you would describe as a miracle, then you begin to understand, well, maybe that's less likely. So this is why we have to approach this subject of UFO phenomena with our emotional intelligence. We just can't approach it with stuff we read in math books and science books. We can't depend upon the deep state to be the revelators of truth. We have to find this truth on our own, through our own selves. Now, to think that these guys would come here from a gazillion miles away just to run a test on us like we're a bunch of lab rats seems implausible. The more I see these things, the more I see them as being interdimensional, okay, and not necessarily our friends. And if you're going to take over a population of people or a population of anything, the quickest way to do that would be to either create a new religion that they don't have or to destroy their old one. And so that could be what's going on here. This could be the next phase of the whole UFO thing, is to destroy the concept of Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or any of these religions in order to create a new religion, and that they could use that new religion to pacify and control the population. We saw this with the recent outbreak of a particular flu virus that came from quite a ways east of here, we think, with funding from people probably in our own country. We saw for 3 years a religion of fear. And I got some pretty bad backlash, even on this podcast, about talking about it. Oh, it's political. It's not political. It is not political. It's about living your life in fear or living your life sensibly. It's about believing these things could be good or bad. We don't know. Approaching it from a common sense perspective, or about just throwing in the towel and saying, well, these things are extraterrestrial. They're advanced, you know, 10 billion years ahead of us. We're simply lab rats. What can we do? I'm going to walk away with my head in tears. One crafty lie, and you have ended your pursuit of the truth. And it looks like that might have been what happened to Jimmy Carter. He's exposed to one very well-crafted lie, and he walks away crying. I kind of felt the same way about our last president. He's presented with the flu virus. He's told a bunch of stories about it. Some people have even said that he was told that we were about to be inundated by a meteor shower that was going to take out cities all across the globe. Fear. They do the same thing with every one of these presidents. They try to put him in fear. I think they tried to do it with Obama, with the bird flu. He just went golfing. Didn't have time for fear, time for golfing. I wish that Trump would have done the same thing. I wish that Carter would have done the same thing. I wish that Carter would have set his fear aside and said, no, I'm in charge, NASA. You will investigate UFOs, or I will send federal marshals over to relieve you of your duty. You'll come in tomorrow morning and there'll be people there with badges and guns to arrest you. They'll clean out your desk and we will investigate UFOs. It would have been wonderful if Carter would have had the courage to do that. It would have been wonderful if any one of the presidents that we've had since Harry Truman would have had the courage to arrest some of these bureaucrats and release the information that we're entitled to and take the lies. And take the lies, like this lie that extraterrestrials have created all the religions and we are lab rats, take those lies and put them in a burn barrel. And let's have an adult conversation about this. But unfortunately, people are people. And in the last 70 years, we have not had a single president, the ones that I've liked, the ones that I've not liked, even old Jimmy Carter. And they have manipulated them and lied to them and prevented them from continuing with their pursuit of the truth, and they have denied the public access to all of these UFO files. That's why I say repeatedly, we have to go outside the loop. We have to put our politics aside. We have to put our preferences aside. We have to put it all aside. We have to make our own observations. It has to be us that look up in the sky. We have to determine what we're looking at. And we start off by sharing our observations, by sharing our videos, by talking about it online, by having an adult conversation about it, by opening up our minds to different possibilities, but not operating in fear. We can be careful about stuff without being stampeded or quieted by fear. Anytime you see that happening, take a second look. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.